News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. A group of nuns in Colorado has just won a reprieve from the U.S. Supreme Court. This in a fight over Obamacare's contraceptive mandate. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has more in Washington.
The federal government cannot enforce health insurance contraception requirements against the Little Sisters of the Poor, at least by the Catholic organization's challenges working its way through the appeals process. In a one-page order, the court says religious nonprofits can opt out of providing health plans with birth control coverage by notifying the Department of Health and Human Services in writing of its objection. The group of Catholic nuns will not have to sign a government form authorizing a third party to provide contraception. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Clark County authorities have made an arrest in the death of Monica Cooper of Neillsville. Cooper died of a heroin overdose. They have charged Revon Taylor, 27-year-old man from La Crosse, with supplying that heroin. He's already in the La Crosse County jail on other charges. Wausau police have made four more arrests in their ongoing prostitution investigation. Lieutenant Matthew Barnes said the arrest of a woman soliciting for sexual services a couple of weeks ago was not the end of that investigation. The four men arrested last Friday, but details just released today. About 2,400 state government workers given a 1% raise. Governor Scott Walker signed the one-year deal with five smaller employee unions earlier today. The raises, retroactive to June 30th, they'll be at the same rate of pay hikes given to non-union state workers back in July. Most larger state unions decided not to recertify after the Act 10 bargaining limits were adopted. The legislature recently approved the contracts. These contracts cover state classified attorneys, economists, research analysts, nurses, and building and trade workers. Prostitution investigation ongoing in the Wausau area. Wausau police arresting four males last Friday. Lieutenant Matthew Barnes said the arrest of a woman soliciting for sexual services with online ads a couple of weeks ago was not the end of the investigation. He says they're not sure if prostitution's become a bigger problem or if an existing problem is just coming to the surface. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Light snow will end by late evening, around an inch of new snow. Breezy, turning cold again overnight. The overnight low of 2 degrees is the anticipated Saturday high. It'll be partly sunny, blustery, and very cold all day. Saturday night, cold, a good chance of light snow after midnight, and a low of 11 below. Sunday, occasional snow with accumulations of 2 to 4 inches possible, high 8 above. Looking ahead to Monday, partly cloudy, dangerously cold and breezy, a low of 19 below zero. Your Monday high, only 9 below zero. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.